Okay, we're talking with Bob Swanston, Washington Island and Phoenix, Arizona resident and a friend of Washington Island Airport. Welcome to our iPod cast.
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you.
We're doing this just to kind of promote the Washington Island Airport in Washington Island, Wisconsin, and we thought it would be good to talk to a number of the pilots and kind of get their view on Washington Island, the airport, and just flying in general. And I'd like to go way back and start with the beginning of your career. Obviously, we've been talking a little bit before we started recording, and you used to work for United Airlines, and you retired out of United Airlines several years now. How many years has it been that you've been retired?
Well, I started with United in 1964 after 6 years with the Royal Canadian Air Force, instructing on T-6s and DC-3s and C-45s, and we did fly the F-86s at the base. We had to keep our morale up. They had three or four of them. We would all check out on those, so I broke the speed of sound when I was 22, the old F-86s. And then I got out and came with United in 64 and flew quite a few airplanes, as I mentioned to you, Viscounts, DC-6s, 7s, and up the line on DC-10s.
And that was pretty common in those days, to come out of the military and then go into the airlines. It was all the guys with those hours and hours of, combat experience and military experience that went into it.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. Most of the, when I came on, most of the pilots were ex-military, but of course now that's completely changed. Pilots are basically staying in the military if they can, because the airlines have changed a lot, the working rules and the pay's down a little bit, but there's still quite a number. I think it's about 50-50 now. Then I retired in 97. Okay. I've been on this island ever since, flying a little, I should go back a little, but I did do some bush flying up in Canada. And also in the RCF, I took all the survival courses, the Arctic survival, which was very interesting, living in igloos. And then that was up in Cornwallis Island inside the Arctic Circle. And the winter bush and the summer bush, I took a lot of courses, and that was very interesting. And then, getting back on the subject here, I came with United in 64 and retired in 97. And when I came up here, we had the 172, the basic little airplane, the 172 with the 145 horse engine, which is a little underpowered for little strips.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, the airport's having its few problems, but it's a quaint little airport here, and it's a great asset to the town. And there's some controversy over it, of course. You know, the people that don't fly, what do they want an airport for? You know, so.
What I've tried to tell people is, it's kind of an economic engine for the airport, or for the, community. It keeps people coming up, and this community seems to survive and thrive on tourism. And I really don't see that, changing much. It's kind of difficult to, live and work here unless you're able to work out of your home. So I think from the community standpoint, the airport really helps the community in keeping it viable and keeping the people that do reside here, full time, working and viable.
Yeah, without question, Mike, they need the airport for the town. It's a tourist town completely now, more so than it was years ago when they had potato farms and mm-hmm. self-sustaining businesses here. But it's really a tourist town now, and there are a lot of people come up here with their airplanes, and they spend a lot of money here. But, the people drive by and they see two airplanes sitting there, and the next day there might be six. But, it's tough for the local people to really get into the airport scenario. With any improvements on the airport, of course, it's tough to convince the people that it's necessary.
Well, it's just like anything else, just like your home. You have to maintain your home, right, to keep that viable to live in. So you've got to maintain your infrastructure for your town as well, and the airport's part of that infrastructure for the town.
They have to keep it up, and they have to keep it safe. And, you can say that the trees on the end of the runway are a problem, and you could fly for 1,000 years out of here and never have an incident.
Mm-hmm.
But it only takes one, and so there are some problems here.
I have a question.
Hang on just a second here.